Hello everybody, welcome to the Open Future website. Our name indicates that we believe that better health is possible. Most people think that they already eat in a healthy way and that they exercise enough. People try to be healthy. Yet 70% of the people over 60 experience poor health, and half of them have had poor health for 20 years. So the poor health that we experience becomes normal for us. This normal is the enemy. It means that nothing can be done, that there's no better good health to be had. So we become passive when we need to be active. Back in the 1960s and 1970s, when Dr. Spock and Ansel Keys and Mark Hegstead were well-known health experts, many ideas, thought to be logical and valid, were simply accepted as scientific, even though clinical trials had never been done. These ideas are included in textbooks and protocols for doctors and dietitians, assuming that these ideas were valid. Here are a few examples that will be well known to you. That we should wean babies onto cereals and vegetables. That we should eat a diet that's low in salt, the lower the better. That we should eat a low cholesterol diet, avoiding eggs when possible. High cholesterol apparently causes cardiovascular disease. We should eat a diet low in saturated fats, with more healthy vegetable oils. We should eat more vegetables and less meat. A vegetarian diet might even be ideal. We should base our meals on carbohydrates for energy and on green vegetables for vitamins and minerals. Diets that are high in fat cause obesity, type 2 diabetes, strokes, and cardiovascular disease. You'll be familiar with those. Today, most people and many medical professionals and dietitians still believe those things. But there are no randomized controlled trials that validate any of those ideas. In fact, the opposite is true. In the last 20 years, there's been a great deal of scientific evidence that shows that none of those statements are valid. Yet we're stuck with these ideas. Our belief system protects the status quo. We refuse to accept new evidence that's contrary to what we previously believed. That happens to each of us personally, but it also happens to professionals. But people find it hard to change. Professionals, for instance, are committed to protocols that have been established for years that might be out of date. And institutions find it almost impossible to change. The whole ethos of an institution is to be the guardian of established ideals. I'm not blaming anyone here. We are all guilty. The problem is deeply embedded in our society. It's not in you or in your doctor or in the health system particularly, except that it's in part of everything that everyone does as a normal part of our society. So, nothing can be done unless we choose as a community to step up and decide to fix the problem. That will require leadership. Professional leadership and political leadership, both of which are in chronic short supply. In the meantime, you can become informed yourself. That will help you and help your family. And when enough of us do that, professional, institutional, and political change will become possible. There's nothing I can say now that can really help you. I can tell you in 30 seconds the sorts of things you need to do. But if I do that, you'll set up a rebellion. You'll insist on doing your own thing anyway. You'll retreat into what you know. You will hide in your personal castle and raise the drawbridge. You'll want to be safe. So whatever happens, your way is the only way to make progress. The problem with that is that your faulty health knowledge undermines every decision you make. So the solution is to try and improve your knowledge. Read. Read books. Read lots of books. Research on the internet. Be assured that you can be healthy. Even people with advanced clinical disease have become healthy. The body is an amazing instrument. It has great self-healing powers if you choose to do the right things. But what to do? There are four critical areas: diet, smoking, alcohol use, and exercise. It's obvious that we should stop smoking and limit alcohol use. It's clear that more exercise would help most of us, but we can't or don't want to do that because our diet's wrong. You can't outrun a bad diet. So the first thing to fix is that. Everyone knows what a good diet is, so why is changing our diet suddenly the focus of attention? Well, that's because what everyone knows is wrong. That seems impossible, doesn't it? But there's scientific proof, real evidence from a randomized controlled trial, the Women's Health Initiative. The dietary trial was designed to prove once and for all that the low-fat diet, where people ate lots of whole grains and vegetables, was a healthy diet that would allow people to lose weight and protect them from heart disease and cancer. The trial was successful. It produced a very clear result, that the recommended diet has no health benefits, quite the opposite of what people wanted. The key dietary advice of the last 40 years isn't valid. That's 1998. That result has encouraged research in different directions. Vegetarian diets, the Mediterranean diet, low carbohydrate diets. There's lots of new science. I know that if I tell you about it, you won't believe me. So do your own research. What you choose to believe is fundamental. Without good health knowledge, you are unlikely to become healthy. Your health future can be open or closed, but ultimately it's your choice. Improve your knowledge. The health system and your doctor can't fix the problems that you keep creating for yourself.